All right.
I will make a motion that we permit the town attorney, Dan McCabe, to offer up to $8,000 to UniFirst to get out of our contract with them.
Out of the uniform contract.
Second.
A motion, a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Was that it?
It was another one. What the hell was it?
Two.
What are we doing?
I don't know. It was the phone guy, follow-up.
Was it anything to do with railroad?
Yeah, I guess if you wanted to make a motion to go and table it. Well, no, you tabled that, so you don't need a motion to table it.
Maybe that was a French bomb.
Yeah, I mean, I could put...
No, that one's under control.
Are we sending an letter to the cemetery guy?
That was a couple hours ago, wasn't it?
I was gonna say, I thought it was just the motion for Dan McCabe.
I thought so.
We'll stick with that, then.
All right.
Yeah, we talked about a certified letter to the...
The tree guy.
The tree guy, yeah.
All right, make a motion to adjourn.
Motion, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hold on, I got stuff for you guys to sign.
Oh, we have to sign the tax street thing?
I don't think so.
Oh, with the pocket?
I believe so.
Well, that's good, I didn't want my name on it anyway.
All right, Lisa.
People come looking for me.
This one is for Mindy.
She called by Mindy.
Mindy Wren.
Wren, oh, bye.
Is it just that one I have to sign?
Yes. And then...
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Come again, we can't stay so long.
Yes.
And then this one, I pre-did it for Ryan, so I don't have to wait. It's right here. Now, are you going to come...
It's cold out there. We made the stay out 2 hours.
Only 1 hour.
Yep. Oh,
I was keeping track.
So did you want to contact Ryan, or do you want me to email and let him know?
You might as well email him. Because
I'll send him.
Send all his information to you guys. And
yep.
Emails in the trash. That would be good.
Okay.
Just this one.
Yep. And then
Dennis, this one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask you, Dennis, what was the story with the old town truck, the one that didn't even get replaced?
We're not very happy. Brought it over because the yoke in the rear end was loose, which has happened before. And normally they just got to put a kid in there to tighten the yoke up. Apparently the rear end wasn't any good, so they just went ahead and replaced it, but they never even called us and told us what the problem was. And that kind of rubbed us the wrong way. Went from $2,000 to $17,000.
Whoa!
Quit passing in a hurry.
That's the old truck.
Yeah.
The one that's just, you know, out of service.
Well, we're going to use it for a spare, but...
Okay.
We're still going to use it, yes,
yeah.
But...
That's not
we might have thought twice about it if we knew we were going to have to spend that much.
It would have been nice to at least been asked.
Yeah.
You know, there probably is some recourse for them doing that.
There is, I'm sure. But is it worth it?
Well, I mean, no, I don't know.
We do at least have the product.
Yeah. Put out the money for it. Where is that going to come?
Yeah.
Equipment fund? If you'll have to.
Yes.
Yep.
We didn't have that much budgeted for that truck.
No. Yeah, I guess once we use up what was budgeted for that truck, it'll have to be the equipment.
Yes.
Gee. Sorry I asked.
Well, now you know.
Because I know we sold the other one. The old one.
Right. Well, see, the problem nowadays is just...